I mean, I think at this point we should probably concentrate on linked lists and hash tables, because that will probably get you best on your way. So, that being said, does this look familiar from class? So this is a linked list, right?
Right, where let me get this straight, the end of the address points to like the beginning of another thing.
Right, so exactly, this is a doubly linked list.
Yeah.
Basically, it's made up of structures like this. This is the definition for these structures. What does this mean? What does it mean to have a struct like this? Right, and what three...
Under one name, in this case, list underscore T?
Exactly.
Okay.
So what exactly... What is in here? Like what three... There's three fields, right?
Yeah.
So what are they?
Integer, and then a pointer from the previous one,
right, exactly. A pointer to the previous one, not from the previous one.
Or else it would have an ampersand, right?
Right, I guess, but I mean...
Yeah.
that's a little bit of an interesting... I don't really know if you can have a pointer from the previous one, because pointers are addresses, so it's not like you can have... Like, you can't know someone has your address. So this just means it has the address of two other structs of the same type.
Okay.
And so what a linked list does is organizes them like this. So each one of these is one struct. And how did it come into existence? Like, how did I get this?
At the end of one struct, you put the address to the next
one. Right, but I mean, sorry, it was a badly worded question. I mean, you have to malloc for each of these.
Okay.
Right? So basically, every time you want a piece of stuff like this, it means a call to malloc.
And to say how long it is.
To say how big it is, right. Exactly. So this is kind of just a very broad overview of linked lists, and I thought what we would do is try to code some linked list functions together.
Okay.
And that way, you'll show me which parts really don't make sense when we see it in the code. Does that work? Okay. Okay, so let's say I want, actually, I also want this. So let's say I wanted to have a function to create these guys for me. Because there's a few steps that have to happen, and I don't want to write that every time I want one. I want to have some function to do that for me. Okay, so that's what we're going to implement right now. A function which will take an integer, because these guys... Basically, what's the point of this linked list?
In case you don't know... You have linked lists because sometimes you don't have all the memory in one, like, all together in order, so you put it where you can find it.
Right, and... Right, exactly. And so the point of this is to organize these integers. So I could technically now come and add 72 to my list. But the point isn't about these arrows. The arrows are there to help us move between the integers and to know how the integers relate to each other. Right? So in your problem set, it's not going to be integers, it's going to be strings. Right? Because that's what you're focusing on. But we'll talk about that more soon. So how would I create one of those? First of all, what would the function declaration be like? Like, what would it return, say? Oh, right, first we need this typestaff, you're right. Does this typestaff make sense, as is written on the board?
Mm-hmm. Wait, underscore list underscore T, or is it just list underscore T?
Underscore list underscore T, because that's this.
Okay.
Because the typestaff doesn't bind until it reads here.
Okay.
So this doesn't exist yet. Okay. Be consistent. Yeah, best. Okay, so does that make sense? Now, what would the function declaration be for a create function? Like the header line. I mean like I wanna implement this function, create. So what's the top line gonna be? Oh. Right, so what's its return type, first of all? It's a function which is gonna take in an integer and give you back a pointer to one of these. Right, a pointer, which is, right? And then what does it take? Good. So this is basically saying, hand me an int, and I'll hand you back a piece of memory which has that int as its value, and you can do stuff with, right? So how do I get that piece? So how can
I mean it? I will give you back a piece of memory.
Yeah, the address of a piece of memory, which basically is a pointer. Okay. So I'm going to give you back part of your linked list. So that means every time I want to add something to my linked list, I'm going to need to call this, right? Okay. Okay. So how should I start? How could I start? What's the main thing that you think this function should do? Well, there's no list yet. The list doesn't exist. I'm saying my program's just starting, and I just want to take some int and give back this chunk of memory. So what do we do to get a chunk of memory? Oh. Malloc, right? So how do I make a line of malloc? Like, how would I write the code for malloc? Like, I know now I need malloc. So what should I do? Okay, you don't have to look it up, because I do know. I'm just trying to... Okay, so the first thing is malloc has to return to somewhere, right? So that means I need one of these. I need a variable, right? So, like, in terms of the stack and the heap, what this line does, it says, ooh, give me room for a pointer to type list under bar t. Call it new. Okay, now what I want is something from the heap, which is going to be a list under bar t. Right? So how do I get that? What do I do? So we use malloc, right? Whenever I say I want memory from over here, that means malloc. Yeah. So I'm going to say new equals, right? Here's the line, and then we're going to break it up to all of its wonderful parts. Okay, does that look kind of familiar?
Yeah.
So what does each part do? Because you could just memorize it, but you could also understand what it's talking about. So let's start at the right. What is this size of list under bar t? What does that return?
The size of the particular integer.
Particular integer? Well,
it's
yeah.
The struct.
Right. So in this case, what do you think that would be? 12. Exactly.
Because an integer is 8.
An integer is 4.
It's 4 bytes.
And this is 4 bytes. And this is 4 bytes.
An address?
Yeah, an address. Yeah. Because it's just the address.
Okay.
Okay, so that's... So the size of list under bar t grabbed me 8 bytes from here.
Okay.
I mean, it said, give me the number 8. And then malloc said, okay, here are your 8 bytes. You can have them.
12.
12, sorry. Okay, now what does this parentheses list under bar T star do? What is that? It casts it. So basically what that says is bam, bam. Now this part's expecting an int, and this is expecting a pointer, and this is expecting a pointer. So it's saying, okay, I'm ready for the type that you're going to put me into.
Oh, so it divides it into three things.
Yeah, and each one then is expecting this type. Okay? And now what does this new equals do? Basically just says that. Okay? Does this line make sense? Okay. And what always comes after malloc for good style? Yeah. Well, now, what should I return in the error case?
One.
Well, can I return one in a function which returns a list under bar t?
No.
No. What should I return? This is going to be important as you start to code. When you have an error in one of these like helper functions, in this case, all I can really do to show an error is return null, right? Because that means it didn't work out. I'm sorry. But now that means...
So we return null because it doesn't take integers back.
Yeah, because it has to have compatible types. I could also email this to you guys if it would help, if you want to write less. You could get me emails.
Actually, I learned by writing.
Oh, okay.
If I write.
So just afterwards, just give me your email address, or we could just copy it onto your computer, because we're on your computer. Okay, so does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So say that worked. So now I have this chunk of memory. What do I want to do before I give it back?
I want to...
What's in all of these? Yeah, but which int?
We need to put an int in there.
Exactly, because right now this is garbage.
Nothing.
It's garbage, garbage, garbage. Which means if you ask about it, it will mess up your program.
Okay.
So the point of a create function is to get the memory and then initialize it to what it should be initialized to.
Create is an actual function?
No, I mean we're writing it.
Oh, you're
I just made it, yeah.
Okay.
I would suggest something similar for you guys in your code. What? Yeah, because, I mean, thanks. So, how do I initialize it properly? What do I do?
We want to set the integer. So
we want to set this first,
yeah,
right?
Do we say, like, int val equals?
Well, how do I talk about part of the struct? Right now, I have this thing. It's called new.
I want to say struct.
Exactly. I want to say new arrow val. Right? Because what's that going to do? That's the same thing as typing dot val. Okay? Because what's star new? What is star new talking about? This.
Address.
Yeah. So star new basically just said, boom.
Oh, star new. Okay.
So now this is...
What new points to?
Yeah. So this
is...
Yeah, now we have a struct. So the dot tells me where to go in the struct.
So let's say we were not pointing to val, but we were pointing to the pointer.
Well, how would we do that then?
It would be like star new dot
next. Yeah, but they have given us this star. Lovely thing called arrow instead of these two things are equivalent.
What's
the arrow means star new dot. So use the arrow. I'm just telling you.
I
just think it's important to realize what is happening. So new val equals what?
2, 7.
Well, we got something passed in, right?
What?
This function said, give me a value.
Okay, then we want to store it in there.
Exactly, it's just like that. Right?
Okay, no, I did not understand.
So we have, create got passed in a val.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm going to change this guy's name. Because this is confusing. Which means that someone off somewhere decided they need a struct.
Okay.
And that struct's value has to be whatever they pass to me.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. So now this guy just got, let's say it was 7. 7. Now what about these two?
Well, they're pointers.
So what do we want to do with them?
Figure out where we're coming from.
Well, we're not coming from anywhere yet. No. Right now it's just a brand new thing. Clean in the world. So what can it do? What should... First of all, how do I talk about this thing? Good. And so what do I want to set them to right now? I don't know anything about the rest of the program.
You want to set them to something, because if not, it's going to point randomly
somewhere. Right. So what do we use for a thing which says, I'm not pointing anywhere?
No.
Yes. Saying, good job. Saying, it doesn't matter right now who I am. I'm not pointing anywhere. Okay? Mm-hmm. And now what do we want to do as the final?
Return 0 out.
Return what?
0.
Well, can we return 0?
Return value.
Well, what type of thing are we returning?
No.
What do you think we want to return?
The pointer to list. Do the next thing. The linked list.
Well, we don't have a linked list yet. Remember, this function is just making this. Exactly. Because that was the point. The point of the function was to take a value and give you back a pointer to a thing like this. Okay?
We're just returning.
Well, because what we did was we created new. We gave it memory. So now, new is some address somewhere. So you said, please hand me memory for a struct with a certain value and 2 null pointers. So I got you the memory. I initialized my struct. I said, and I handed it back to you. So that's the point of this function. Okay? You're going to want to have something pretty similar to this, if you don't already, okay? Well, it depends on which function you're in. We're going to do that. We're going to write insert now. So that's going to show you. But it's important to realize when you're doing this, just think about what am I doing right now. So right now, I just want it to be null. But now, this one's harder, what we're about to do, but we can do it. So we're going to write insert. If you can insert into doubly linked lists, you can do whatever else is in this homework. So.
I mean,
I have this. And now someone says, I don't only want a 3-element long linked list, I want to add in another dude. I want to add that thing, which we'll have some number, which we're going to talk about in a second. So the point of this function is going to be to do what? To take a list and some number, x, let's say, put x into one of these, and put this into the list. No, yeah. So we have a list, and we have a new number to put into our list. So we're going to take that number, make a new struct, hey, which we already did.
Okay.
And then we're going to take this struct and figure out where it goes in this list.
Okay.
And reassign these arrows so that if you were to look at my list next time, it would have X incorporated into it. Okay? So that's what we're setting out to do. Okay? So, to start out with, how do we declare this? Like, what's the equivalent? So we had this line last time. Now what?
We need a string if the pointers just went
through it. Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Not there yet.
We're talking about what's the declaration of the function. What's it going to return? What's its name? And what's it going to take? I'm telling you its name is insert. Because I decided that because I like that name.
Okay,
so what does it return? Well, the thing is, if it doesn't return anything, this is a design choice. I want mine to return the head of the list. This is a special pointer, which is going to point to always to the head of my list. And the reason for that is that, let's say, x equals 0. Insert is going to put this over here. And then it's going to be insert's job to make sure that the right head of the list gets returned. So that when other people try to access my list, this is very important to remember for memory management. When other functions try to access my list, they need to have an updated copy of what is the head of the list. So when you're talking about linked lists, you want to have some pointer in your function somewhere, which is going to be list head. And then you want to keep updating that so that it's always accurate at whatever stage in the function you are. Because list head could point to here, and these pointers could all be right. There could be a 0 over here, but no one would ever know about it. And it would just get, like, lost into oblivion. Does that make sense? It will make more sense as we go. So for now, I'm just going to tell you that I want to return a pointer to a list under bar t, which is going to be pointing to the head of the list.
And pause, this is a really dumb question, but when you say what is the declaration of the function, what does that mean?
It means that top line. It means
top line. You want us to say, like,
I want you to read, so this time it was list under bar t star create. I want you to tell me what that should be for insert.
Okay, so insert is...
So what should it be? So I told you it's going to return a list under bar t star, right? Mm-hmm. So it's...
Star insert.
Good.
Open parentheses, see. And then it's going to have a pointer. Receive a pointer.
Yeah, good. Now, what should we call this pointer?
Star...
Because what pointer is it taking?
It's taking the... Previous.
It's going to take the head of the list.
The first.
Yeah, it's going to take this.
Okay.
So that... So, fine, first. That's a good thing to call it. And what else is it taking?
The thing we want to insert.
Right, and we're insert, and we're going to ask for just an int. We're not making them make their own struct. We're making it for them.
Int value.
Int value. Perfect. Okay, so now we have a function, which ideally, in an imagined world, will do what? Right, it will take an integer, make a struct for it, it will do this, it will then take this and insert it into that list in proper numerical order, and give us back the head of the list.
Say again,
it will take the head of the list and a number.
Okay.
It will then make a struct for that number, take the new struct and insert it into the list so that it's in the proper numerical order. And it will then return the head of the list. Okay? So, before we start, it's often but good before you start coding to try to think of all the possibilities. Because this function is clearly not straightforward. Because we could have x equals 0, 2, or 5. Can you tell me why those situations are all different? Yeah.
If it's 2, it's going to come in the middle. If it's 5, the next pointer in it should be null.
Exactly. Then it's going to the end. So what we need to do in programming is think of all these possibilities and then make sure we account for all of them.
You mean like for beginning?
For beginning, middle, and end, basically, because the pointers are going to be different. And, like, when I'm over here, I know I could talk about the guy before me and the guy after me. But if I'm over here and I try to talk about the guy after me, I'm going to get a seg fault.
Right.
So we have to be careful about that. So we want to think of these different possibilities before we start and get mean seg faults, and then take care of them as we code.
Right.
And there's one last possibility I forgot to tell you about. That is, if the list is empty. If there is no list. Because at some point, you're going to be insert. Insert is how we build up our list in the first place. So if the list is empty, we're going to need to do something different because first will be null. So we can't even talk about it. If you ask me for any member of first and it's null, your program will crash and you will have a seg fault. Okay? So these are our four cases. Okay? how do, so now that we know that, back to what we were talking about, what's the first thing that we want to do for value? Well, right, but first let's give it a struct. Because right now value is just some int floating in the world. Okay. And it can't be part of the linked list in any of those cases if it doesn't have a...
Sure.
So what...
Create.
Exactly. So that means I could do something...
Yeah,
and
refer to create.
So if I just did this, what would happen?
It will return give me an int. It's not an int. You're just giving...
Exactly.
You would want to save it like it's returned as a struct, but we didn't save it
into list underscore.
So now I basically just imitated exactly what we did down there, except that the stuff's already been initialized for me. But do you remember how I said if new equals equals null, that create could return null? So now, what should we do?
Check if it
returns. Right, so if new. Should I printf something or just return?
Just return.
Right, because we printf'd in
error.
In create, so that would be redundant. The only way this is going to happen is if that happened. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that means that whoever calls insert has to know that insert might return null. Cool. So now, on to the more interesting stuff. So let's take care of our cases in the order that they're written over there. So what if first is empty? So there is no list.
Then we have to create.
Well then, what do we really want to happen? Let's say there's no list, and I give you one element. What's the head of the new list? Exactly. To that element.
Yeah, to that number space.
Right, exactly. To that, yeah. To that list under RT.
Mm.
So how does that transfer into code, that idea?
Well, there would be no second pointer. So the struct would have nothing.
Well, I mean, if there's no list, then what's first equal to?
Zero.
Zero or null? Null. There's a difference between zero and null. Structs can't be zero, they're null.
Okay.
Okay? So that means if what?
Value.
Value? If what is null?
If there's no next.
Well, it's not even no next, there's no first. First got passed, basically I said, pass into me the head of your list. Well, you said, I don't have a list yet. So I'm passing in null. Exactly. Do you see why that is? Because my function said, please pass me the head of a list. Let's say that list didn't exist. That means first is null. Or first being null means there is no list yet. Which means, what do I want to do?
Create.
Well, we already created it.
Make new first.
Exactly. So what does that mean? Okay, could we do something and just finish now? Like, after we do that, will there be any more point to this function? So could we just do this? Does that make sense? What happened? You gave me an empty list and a number. I made a new struct for the number, and I returned it to you and said, here's your list. It has one element in it, and it's the element you just gave me. Does that make sense? Okay, cool. Yay. Yeah. Okay, now. I just want to warn you guys, the way I'm doing this is going to be logically broken down into those cases. It doesn't mean later there won't be, like, cute ways to optimize your code, like, if you so choose, but I think for now we're just going to make it as case-like as possible. Just warning you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's work on the next case.
Yeah. So, if x is 0, Then what is the situation?
It's the first.
Right, so that means it should be first, but how would we know? Like, I'm telling you x is 0, but right now we just have value. Or, in also new dot val, new arrow val. So how would I know that I have the case x equals 0? Well, I mean, right now, okay, so now I know that I have a list. First wasn't equal to null. But I have no idea what value is. So I have to figure out where in the list value should go.
Okay.
Okay, right? That's what I'm trying to do, because I have this list, and I have some value. It's one of these three cases. We're dealing with this case first, but we have to know that we have this case. Right? So... How could we do that? So what that really is saying is okay, does that make sense? So that means now I know that what you just passed in belongs at the head of the list, because it's less than what's at the head of the list right now.
Okay.
Okay? So if that's the case, then what do I want to do? What pointers do I want to set?
You want to change the first pointer.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to do that yet, because if, let's say, I change right now first to new, will I have any way to get back to first?
No.
So before I do that...
So point first.
So what can...
Point new to first.
Well, point new what first? New?
Next.
Yeah.
New next.
New next equals first.
Is that how you change pointers, the arrow?
That's how you dereference them.
Or
that's how you get... So I'm saying now, so I have this empty thing new. So I want to go to its next field and set it to something. So I'm setting this place to point to... first.
Okay,
and what else do I want to do? What do I want to change about first stuff? Not the pointer first, you know, like, what do I want to change about this block? Here.
This is a doubly linked list.
Yeah, this is a doubly linked
but
list.
Must be new.
Exactly. Where?
First.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Thanks.
First.
So I'm dereferencing. So first is this pointer. So first is something over here. I'm following first, saying what's its prev, saying take its prev, and set it equal to the new struct.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? And now, what do I want to return? Like, what's the list head now?
New.
Exactly. Return new.
And that means it's the list head?
Yeah, because what insert returns is the head of the list. Okay?
Wait, so insert, the whole function returns head of the list.
Yeah, so when insert, so whatever insert is returning is what I'm telling you should be the head of the list. So in this case, I know that new should be the head of the list, so I'm just returning it.
Okay.
Now, x equals 2 gets a little harder from here on in. Because now our list could be however long.
Okay.
We need to somehow have some pointer, have some way of knowing where in the list we need to be inserting.
If mu val is greater than first val or less than...
Right. We don't have a last yet, though. So that's what we have to do. You have the right idea, is this. So now what this does is gives me a new pointer called temp, which right now is pointing to here. I can then move temp to point to any member of the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. Saying, so...
Can you
No, you can't. It's temp equals temp next. It's not plus plus. So while what? What should our condition be?
While it's greater than first.
Well, not first anymore, because first, we're leaving first alone so that we don't lose the head of our list. Because that would be a shame.
Okay,
so while
so you could say new next?
Temp val, exactly.
Temp. You just said
it equal
to that. Wait, temp. Oh, yeah.
So, how do I get temp to keep moving?
Keep calling it temp. Temp equals temp next.
Exactly. So, what does this do? So let's see, where will temp stop?
When it finds something.
So while new val is greater than temp val. So what's new val in our situation? X equals 2.
Yeah.
And what is temp val right now? This is temp. The orange temp is 1. So is new val greater than temp val?
Yeah.
So temp equals temp next. Now, is new val greater than temp val?
No.
So this is temp. So what's a general characteristic about temp? It's the one after where we want to insert. Meaning that I want to insert right here. Okay? So now, how do I do that without losing any of my pointers? How do I insert over there?
Let's make our new next temp.
New next equals temp, good. What about new prev? What does new prev want to point to? Temp to, right. So right now it wants to point to this. But I don't know anything about this. This guy's gone. And I don't know that it's the first element. It could be anywhere. So how can I describe this in terms of temp? Exactly. Does that make sense? I'm saying I want my guy's previous pointer to point to temp's, to point to where temp's pointed to. Okay, and now what else? So now what I've done is basically, I have this new guy. Oh, I made a mess. Sorry. Its next points here. Its prev points here. Right?
We're reassigning the
pointer. Exactly. So now we want to reassign these guys' pointers, so that it includes new. So how do we do that? How can we talk about this pointer? What is this pointer? This pointer.
It's
temp. This is temp.
Next.
Temp's prevs next.
What do you mean temp's?
So this is temp.
The
orange is temp.
Okay.
So I follow temp's previous pointer,
okay.
And now I'm pointing to this thing.
Yeah.
So if I were
equal to,
so this is this pointer's. Now I want to take this guy's next pointer,
which will go to,
and set it equal to new. Right?
Yeah. Temp's
yes.
Equals
new. And finally,
when we do the equal on the right side of the equal, that's like what it's pointing to.
Yeah, it's like int I equals 5.
Okay.
So new is 5. And then the final thing we want to do is say that.
Temp's prev is new.
Great.
Wait, hold up. Temp's prev
Good?
Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now, so now we've taken care of this case. We have one more problem. That code will seg fault on this.
Yeah.
So we have to fix it.
Okay.
So what's the problem? What's going to happen?
So,
if let's say... Right, so we're going to need to adjust our while loop and then make this into an if-else statement. So first, let's adjust the while loop.
Can we just do while? Actually, no.
Yeah, but that won't help the problem. So here's the issue. Temp, let's say temp's already here. You know what? Let's switch to green for this. Orange was for the 2, and green will be for the 5. So temp is here. Now I say, and newsVal is 5. Okay, because I think once you understand this, like if you really understand how this works, the problem set should be a lot easier. And once we finish this function, we're going to move to hash tables. So you should be much more set than you came. So, this is so funny. Temp is here. NewVal is 5. So, while NewVal is greater than TempVal, temp equals temp next. But what is temp next over here?
Null.
Yeah, so I just killed my temp. I said temp equals null. That's bad. I don't want to do that. How can I prevent myself from walking off? How can I stop myself while I'm here? Well, if temp is not equal to null, or if
temp next is
null. Exactly. So, this. So while new val is greater than temp val. Right, so that's saying while both of these hold. So now temp points here. So the problem is, let's just for a second, imagine this was a 2. I said for our 2 case that we knew that we were inserting before temp. But now we have this temp and we could either be inserting before it or after it. Right? So how can we check that we, like, so that we know which case we're in? Well, we're not ready to return because we haven't finished. But let's try to think of a clever if statement, which will show us if, basically somehow to know when I'm pointing at 4, is new val 3 or is it 5? Do you see why we need to know that? Yeah? So how can we check? Okay, so try this. New val is less than temp. I mean, temp. So if new val is less than temp val, then we were in the case that we thought we were in. But if it's not...
Oh, we
can just say, oh. Exactly. And now we know for sure that we're over here. Right? Cool. So now, how do we change the pointers?
So we come to point where we're at 4. So we can temp new. Temp next can be new. New can be.
Exactly.
And new previous.
And do we need to set that? Good. Perfect. And now we finished. So do you see why we broke it up into cases before we started?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Good. I'm glad. Because if it didn't make sense to you, then what am I doing here? Okay, I'm glad. And now what am I returning? Remember, the point was to return the head of the list.
The first.
Exactly. Right, we already returned if it wasn't supposed to be, right? Right, we returned up there. Okay, and that's it. Okay? So that is, insert is the hardest function for doubly linked lists. So that's our linked list. Long time. Now. This is what your hash table is going to look like. Right? Because, so can you describe to me what the hash table that you're making for this problem set is? Exactly. So let's say we only had a 5-letter alphabet, or 6-letter alphabet. You would then have a hash table of 6, and each node would be what? Right, exactly. So how would I, what would the definition, how would I declare my hash table? What would it look like? List underscore t what? Well, first a star,
sorry.
Hash 26, right? And then what that's going to be is exactly what you have on the board over there. So that's, if, I'm trying to think what we should do about that. Do you have any other questions or? Like, what about that doesn't make sense to you? Or like a hash function. So, right, because what you realize that you want to do is somehow get these into a specific spot in the array. Basically, your program is going to have 26 linked lists, and you want to know which one to put your word at the end of, right? Well, so you told me already how you were going to do that. It was the first letter. So how could you get a numerical representation of your first number? Exactly. So this 0 is basically just going to be A minus A, whereas this guy is 0, B, C, D, E, F, F minus A. So you're going to want to look at your first letter, get it as a character, and subtract off A. Then you're going to know this is what linked list I'm talking about. You're going to have some pointer to a list. You're then going to see, all right, so these, let's say, are null. I'm going to say, if it's null, then make a new list. If it's not, okay, sure, we're taking 5. There, changing the tape. So what we finished saying was just that this is how you're going to get the different hash values, and they're all going to be assigned to null at the beginning, and then you'll have a singly linked list coming off. Okay? So then you asked about size. So this is kind of a concept type of thing. Basically, where will you, in what function will you actually know the size? Like, the size of the dictionary is going to be how many words you loaded, right? Which means that in load, it probably wouldn't be so hard put a counter, right? The problem is that that's in load. So how do I get that information out of load? Because I'm not returning it, right? How can I somehow manage so that to let main know about a variable which was in load? It could. You might get style points off for that because global variables are not so good. So let's say we have some function. Exactly. That's what you're going to want to do. Is that Let's say you have a function foo. What I'm trying to think, did they tell you you're not allowed to change the declarations of load?
I think so. Sure.
Sorry, I haven't thought about this. Are you allowed to alter the declarations of?
No, you may not alter the declaration of load check size in
dictionary. Okay, and what is load take as arguments? Do you know?
It's just the,
just the dictionary? It returns a bool and it just takes the dictionary file. Okay, so now I have to think about this for another. Right, so that means somewhere in some data type that you're going to be talking about in dictionary, that other in load, that other functions can have access to, you need to hide a, not hide, put, a counter. So, I mean, you have a few choices. I mean, this again is, I haven't thought about this for long enough, but what's one easy way you could do this? Because you're going to have your dictionary, right? So, technically, what is the size of your dictionary? How many of these things there are? So this is probably not the best way to do it, but how could you take your dictionary and count it if you know it's 26? Like, I'm thinking a nested type of loop situation, right? Because you know that the total you're looking for is how many there are after zero, of zero, how many there are up of one. So you could count each list and then go this way and then go this way and add those all together. Mm-hmm. No, single's fine. How come single's fine? Yeah, because basically you're just going forward. I mean, that would decrease your time because binary search is better, but you can't. Is there a good way to binary search with linked lists? Like, can you jump to the middle of a linked list?
No, I have to go through it anyway.
You have to go through. So that's why tries are faster than hash tables, because you're going to have pretty long linear searches all of this way. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll take off. I mean, hash tables are perfectly reasonable ways to do this, so.
I was thinking if I could.
What other questions do you have? What else do you want to talk about? I mean, if you don't have questions, then you could leave and I could leave, or. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Okay, I'm glad. Thanks for your computer. Oh, let's SCP this to you. Okay. Bye.